This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study today, we will look at Romans 12:12, where Paul gives three powerful, succinct statements: be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Look at the middle statement first, patient in affliction. Patient means to remain under whatever test you are facing in a way that would honor God. It has the idea of accepting the circumstances as a time of learning lessons. The scholar Thayer defines the word to remain, abide, not recede or flee, to persevere, to endure, bear bravely and calmly. This is the mindset and heartset Christians should exhibit when they find themselves in times of affliction. The word translated affliction includes the idea of pressure, oppression, tribulation, and distress. To be patient in affliction, it is good to know that God has a plan and will write the last chapter of the present situation as well as the final chapter of your life and of the world. Knowing this enables one to be joyful in hope. Joyful in the hope that God will work it out. Joyful in the hope that you will be a better person once you've gone through the experience. Joyful in the hope that God's purpose will be fulfilled and His name glorified. This is no doubt what James had in mind when he wrote in James 1, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." In our next visit, we will see the importance of prayer in all of this. And to review these programs, you can go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.